Yeah. What up?
What's the deal?
Got Fuse in the building.
No, that'd be Austin Fuse.
That would be Austin Fuse.
Used to be Short Fuse, turn to Fuse, now it's Austin Fuse.
We are live in the, we go, there's a dojo right here.
Yes, this is my dojo.
The peaceful dojo, the dojo dome. We're not necessarily in the band room, but we giving you the band room.
Nah, you in Fuse's dojo tonight.
We had a little bit of Wiz back there. Fuse was like, why you playing Wiz? Why you ain't playing our stuff?
That's what I was wondering. You know what I'm saying?
So I just had to do a little audio test out. Hey, let's just let him know what we're doing today. So I'm here in your crib. I came to you. We mobile. I want to talk to you about you. I want to get you on this podcast. We've been talking about doing our own podcast, which is pretty much what we're going to let him know here today.
Yeah.
We got a new one on the way. You want to let them know the name of it? We've been working on it.
Beyond the Roots.
Beyond the Roots. And that, man, that came from you because you said, you was like, it's got to have a roots in it.
I mean, because everything comes from the roots, man.
Exactly. But it ain't just the roots. What you really want is that fruit. You want that prize. You want the victory.
Well, that's what everybody looks at. Exactly. It starts from the roots.
Exactly. Look, Ma, I got my trophy.
Yeah, but what happened to get that trophy?
Exactly.
You got to work for it.
The foundation. So it's all that. So we want to bring you that whole yin yang, light and dark, everything that wraps this whole world together in the beautiful circle we're spinning around on.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to be coming to you here real soon, Beyond the Roots. But until we get into that,
you
want
to break me down and
I
see
what
I'm
about.
I got you
here. So, yes, this is my chance to grill you, to break open the onion that is Fuse. To chop it into little pieces and to just serve it for the people. So, like, man, my first question, I just wanted to come here right off the top. You didn't even really necessarily want to go to the music, but I want to start with the music because that's just where a lot of people know you from. That's really how we got hooked up.
Right.
We did music together, did videos together. Man, years now we've been doing it. But I know you started way before that. So just when did you, like, I know everybody's been writing ever since they were a kid, but, like, when did you really start doing it professionally, doing shows, recording?
Doing shows?
Like,
I mean,
what year? Like, don't be afraid to date yourself. Like, be proud of when you started.
Tripping.
Like when did you really start? Because you've been, you deep in this shit. I want people to know, like, how deep you are in this.
Like, 32 years ago, I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
When I was,
dude,
like, 10 years old, I started DJing.
Bam.
You know what I'm saying? I was in elementary school DJing, like, senior parties and stuff like that. They used to come by the crib, pick up all my stuff, and then take it back home. I didn't really start rapping until I was, like, 15.
Yeah,
and I think DOC got me into rapping, man. He was the main one that no one could do it better.
Yeah,
I was about it for me. And to watch him, like, you know, NWA roll through Texas, I remember that whole thing, that whole time. And they scooped him up and took him over there. I mean, he changed a little bit to Duke of Compton from Dallas Oak Cliff, but just the way he was flipping, I ain't never heard nothing like that. So
yeah.
I kind of just DJed for a while and rapped, but, you know, it's like rapping took over because it was something that I could actually say. I wasn't listening to people say what they wanted to say. I was saying what I wanted to say.
Yeah, and that's good to be able to express yourself like that.
Yeah, the only thing about it, man, is I don't sound like everybody. You know what I'm saying?
But that's good. You don't want
to. You got everybody wanting you to sound like so-and-so, do this, the trend riders, whatever you want to call yourself. But, you know, I kind of stood out because I did my own thing, and a lot of people didn't really like it. You know what I'm saying? So it was what it was at the beginning. I just kept being me, man. And eventually things just started turning around, you know?
And what would you consider? Do you consider Austin as your home base? Like, is that where you got your first start at from?
Well, I mean, Austin Fuse. I mean, there is no other Fuse in Austin.
Already.
So I might as well put the city on it.
There you go right there.
There is not another Fuse that steps in this city.
Y'all wondering if we Austin or not. If we as Austin as it gets. I'm born and raised.
ATX Northside.
This is Austin Fuse right here. Like, we are the city. We are the heartbeat. And we're going to keep it going. We got Fuse's wife showing up. What up? Miss Fuse in the building. That's how it goes in a podcast when you're chilling. Hey, it's no big deal. Some people be freaking out on air like that. I remember I work in TV for real. People mess that all the time. Like, oh my God, back behind the scenes. But to me, I'm like, whatever, dude. Like, the fourth wall, I don't care about. Like, we're talking to you right now. I'm in your crib. Shit, if your kids walk in, your dog barks. That's how it is. My phone rings. Oh, well, that's how it goes, dude. Like, we just give it to you raw, uncut. But yeah, but that's the music side of things. So shit, me and you got together, what, probably 06, 07, somewhere around there?
Brother K hooked us up.
Yeah. And so, shit, we've been going at least 10 years now with it, me and you specifically. And so, man, anybody around this Austin area, you've heard about us. If you haven't, you should definitely research, get up in it.
Yeah.
Fuse got, he got a whole damn catalog you can get into. Me and him got some projects we worked on. But that's kind of the music side of thing. That's kind of how y'all got to know us. I do videos, you do music, we do a lot together. But man, it's so much more. See, to me, I would consider that the root of where people get us. I want to take us beyond that route. I want to take us to what we're really about. Like, man, just looking at your garage right here, you got the boxing punching bag right here. You got the workout bench. You got the couch, the books, the kid. Like, you got this so laid out perfect. Like, you have no idea how bad I want my place to look like this. Like, this is so nice, dude. Like, I want to paint a picture for the viewers and let them realize, like, man, it's so much more to life than what y'all might think making it is or what, like, well, like, succeeding is. Like, you are as successful as anybody I know, dude. Like, you man, I'm so proud of you. I know you're so proud of what you're doing. Like this is life. Like, this is what I want people to know. Like, we ain't got to sell a million records. We ain't trying to sell a million records. We trying to live life, and we want y'all to do the same. Like, talk about what it's like to have your house and what it feels like to just have your domain like this, man.
Well, I mean, it's just a different conception what everybody thinks of what making it is, man. I mean, like, society's been around and telling us, man, that we got to have the biggest house, fanciest cars, all this and that, and all this money just to be happy, man, and that ain't how it is. You know, I mean, chasing dreams, I chased a dream, man, it wasn't even there. You know, I did like, what, I've done over 20 albums, man. I think when I stopped counting music, it was like 300 something songs, and that was over a decade ago.
Yeah.
So it ain't really like that. It's just like, you know, people have a misconception of what actually being successful is. Being successful is just having everything in your life in order. You know what I'm saying? But the way that everybody has it laid out, if you don't have this and you don't have that, you ain't about nothing. But that ain't true. That ain't the roots of it all. That's not what we were supposed to know about living our lives, man. And once you figure that out, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll start to see everything around you clearly. And that's what happened to me. You know, I went and transitioned to my music, and I try to talk to people through my music. It's a good thing, but it's kind of something that I have to put a cap on because I got to fit everything together. So that's why when I was chopping it up with MC, it's like, you know, you want to do a podcast show, I'm good with it, you know, because I'll keep going with you. At least I can break down and elaborate what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a little more free-flowing here. Like you say, with a song, you kind of got limits. No matter how creative you want to get, you still got to fit in that structure, whereas here now, but you even can just at the same roll time, wherever here. Yeah.
You're not going to make much of a career with it anyways, because the people that do make careers have to do awful things to get in that sort of position. And definitely ain't looking for anybody like me talking about the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Man, and that's a great point, too. So, yeah, like, you know. Man, who even buys records nowadays?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We just had this big failure here in town. The Weird City Fest got shut down. People all going crazy, flipping out, burning couches, whatever it might be, dude. People just, I don't know, people losing their mind, like how it goes. I understand people are a little upset, but, like, man, at the same time, you can't let them ups and downs affect you too much. You got to kind of just keep rolling with it. Like, this music game is random, dude. You can't really expect a career off of it solely on music. Like, you got to find another route to really take care of yourself financially.
And see, the thing about it, man, it's like troubling to me in the whole situation that I look at. It's a lot of cats that I know, man, and cats out there, man, that are chasing that little hollow dream, man. It's like trying to climb a hill and there is no top to it. Mm. You never get to the top to it.
Yeah,
and if you ever one of those ones to get to the top to it, what you see and what you got to go through, man, either you're going to do it or you're going to turn back around.
Yeah, you might get to that top, see all that destruction you left behind. You've been like, damn, was this even worth it? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I know, man. I mean, just recording all the time, man. I mean, I was telling him, we was talking earlier, I just, for just the heck of it, I took on 40 songs in a month. I think my computer broke down and I was at 35 and I went to M's house and I did 5 more. Uh-huh. These are all written songs.
Make sure to finish it.
You know
it.
What I'm saying? Yeah. And why I did it, I don't know. I just felt like I could do it. You know what I'm saying? But
it felt good. It was the exercise you needed at that time, you know?
All it did was stockpile 40 more songs in a month on the other songs that I had. I mean, what was I going to do with them? You know what I'm saying?
Well, in a way, see, I've kind of got that way sometimes with music, too. Like, I always heard about bands. They go in and record, like, 50 songs to do an album and then only take, like, the best 10, you know, whatever. But, like, man, it's hard to really view it like that when you're doing it nowadays. Like, everybody wants every song they make to be the greatest one ever. And yeah, I kind of viewed it sometimes like that too. Is learning sometimes it might just be a training session, you know? Like, maybe this song you recorded ain't gonna be a hit, like, but you need to do it just so you can get better.
But it's got to have a purpose, man.
As long a purpose. As long as you realize the purpose
What's not a hit to you might be a hit to somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you just got to keep going and flowing with it.
It's like the NBA, too, man. They play 82 games in a year, man. They ain't going to win every night. Some of them are going to be some misses. Like, you're going to have a few songs that might not hit, but as long as you keep grinding, as long as you keep putting them out, like, you're going to have that one that really sticks with people. Like, you're going to have that one that becomes something, like you said, that really affects somebody and makes it different and is a hit in their mind.
Yeah.
But yeah. that's what's so crazy about his music. And just like I said, like, you can't really expect to make a career out of it, man. If there's one thing I could get across to any of you musicians, like, don't give up at all. Like, keep making your music, but just realize you're going to have to do something else to live. Like, like this music, people ain't going to pay for it no more. Like, please do it. The world needs art, but that's all you're doing is just gifting the world art at this point. Like, it ain't really a career path, man. No more.
Think about your art. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and make sure it's art.
When you make a song, that's an impression on you.
Yeah.
It is, really.
It's your artistic vision. Like, don't come into it thinking, oh, I got to do this so I can make. Like, come into it thinking, this is art. Like, let me take my time and make something. Like, the music I've been making lately with that kind of mind frame is so much better than what I used to make. And part of that's probably I'm just better at this point. But I think a lot of it is I'm just so much more peaceful and, like, focused in the right way. Like, I'm not pushing it or forcing it.
Yeah. You're just doing it because you want to do it.
And it just flows. And like, that's, man, when,
when the best of you come out, when you do it like that.
Yeah, like the last podcast we were talking about, I took a year to get the I Do It song out. It took 3 days to get my City Ain't Broken song out, and I'm already getting more response on the one that took me 3 days. Sometimes it just flows out, right? Like,
yeah.
And it's good. Like, I don't want to not take a year to work on something if I feel like it deserves it. But, man, it's so much more rewarding when you can just flip it like that, because, man, it does feel nice. Like, I don't think every project or every song can be like that. Like, you got to let them simmer and grow. But, man, when you do get them special ones, just that lightning in a bottle, man, that's a great feeling. You just got to roll with it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it comes right through you. You know what I'm saying?
Man, so that's music. Are you working on any music right now anybody should be looking out for? I guess you're kind of just always in the creation phase. Is there a project that you're trying to wrap up that you might be getting to people? Or what's the most recent one that you should have them? You want to be directing any of the listeners right now to check out?
Well, I don't have anything per se that's out right now. I've been working on a project with...
I mean, you always got stuff out, yeah.
Yeah,
you
know,
I've been the catalog already.
I've been
already.
Networking with some cats in New York, man. You know, the Soul Sonic Force.
Yeah, yeah.
Planet Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Pow Wow kind of, with my manager, S4R, they kind of got a little distribution deal they're working on up there. Nice. You know, with some cats to put it out. And I don't have all that out. I just got my trademark and everything together, and I'm just letting that do what it does. You know what I'm saying? But on the other side of things, man, I'm making little underground CDs, man, and I'm just kind of putting knowledge in people's ear, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said,
that's what I like about your music lately. Like, I feel like you took that shift and just decided to start making it more about putting knowledge in their head than worry about any sales or any topic or trying to fit any genre. Like, you just want to make sure you got that info to them. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's not about trying to be famous or having you, it's not really about me. It's not about me. Once you figure out everything, it's not about me.
In a way, though, I feel like that sets you apart in a better way, though. Because
it's like talent.
Now,
the talent that I do have was given to me. You know what I'm saying? It was a gift, you know, at birth for me to do what I did. So it's like, it ain't me. It's the talent that was given to me. And the Lord that gave it to me, I'm going to use it for Him.
Exactly.
And see, that's the thing that I learned through days. I mean, I got some really gangster stuff, and I got some really bad things I said on the microphone, man. I'm telling you, man.
We all had some moments.
But you know,
flesh,
but I understand it was a transition in life to where my eyes were like completely closed, so now they're open. If you got gifts like that, you're supposed to use them to enlighten people and give them knowledge and help them out. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to push anybody in a direction that will be negative and hurt themselves. That's just the whole thing about it. And it's kind of hard to understand because the whole industry is built on I'm the baddest, I'm this, I'm that, but it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. And once you figure out it don't mean nothing, then you can start doing something and try to help people. If you got a talent, you're supposed to help people with it.
Exactly.
Not to hurt people or mislead people, because that means you're working for somebody else.
And that's what happens to you. See some of these artists, man, they broke a year after they talking about they got all this money, and they going bankrupt a few years after the hits. Like,
well, because
so
they,
much
they,
of it's
they
fake.
Made their money, their deity. Yeah. That's their deity. You
exactly,
know?
Or they signed their whole career away over to somebody else instead of keeping it to themselves. Like, to me, like, and you, like, I love how we're doing our music now. We're just giving music to the people. Like, this is just about music organically. Like, just enjoy the music for what it is. You want to buy it, buy it. You don't. Like, you ain't got to. Like, we just want you to have it, enjoy it, and let it be a part of your life. Because, man, I know I need music. I know everybody out there needs music. Like, you going through something in your life, like that right song comes on, man, it just picks you up, makes you want to move around, makes you want to do something. Like, music matters, dude. Like, you got to have it. Man, yeah, so, hey, before we let people go here, anything else you want to talk about, direct them to? We definitely want to let y'all know Beyond the Roots podcast will be coming up here soon. The band room won't be over. The band room is going to continue to evolve as it has been and be mobile as we're doing it right now, popping
That's
around. But this Me and Fuse, we're about to start bringing it to you. Myself, Michael Collin, DJMCTV.com, if you need to find me. and the Beyond the Roots. We're talking about beyond the roots.com probably we'll have here.
Yeah,
in a
few we'll probably
weeks.
Do that.
Well, definitely, you're going to be able to get it on iTunes just like you can get this one. But, yeah, we're probably getting some T-shirts for people. We're talking about everything. Like, it's a lot simmering and brewing. We're going to keep it coming
for
y'all.
We just getting started, man.
Yeah,
we're
just getting started. Anything else you want to leave them with before we go here? Anything else on your mind you want to talk about?
Well, no. I mean, I don't really have extensive contact information because I don't like to be contacted. I mean, that's some real stuff, man.
You can
a lot
find
of people,
them here on the podcast.
That's pretty much what I was going to tell you, man. I did an interview on Magic Video the last time, and they were like, Fuse, you want to put up your? I was like, don't put nothing up.
Yeah,
man.
If you're really trying to get a hold of Fuse, hit me up. I'll get a hold of him for you.
There you go.
I'll be the
agent. I just let you know, man. I'm not out to promote myself because this is bigger than me. You know,
but
what
we
I'm
do
saying?
Want people to get your material, so definitely like expect a lot more from us. I'm gonna make sure that's part of the reason I'm doing the podcast is to make sure that I can get Fuse out to more of y'all and get his thoughts and his ideas into you more because. I mean, I can do so much on my own, but I'm only one man, and you got so much more to offer, like us coming together.
We'll work this out together.
Yeah,
man.
I feel like we got something special brewing here, and y'all really going to enjoy this.
I look at it this way. This ain't our first adventure.
Not at all,
you
dude.
You know what I'm
this
saying?
This is the 20th Band Room Podcast, and it's to let you know that Beyond the Roots is coming. So, to me, that's to let y'all know the Band Room has been a success, and the Beyond the Roots is going to be even more successful. So, we're just going to continue to grow, to give you more. Hey, Fuse, appreciate you coming through here, man. Y'all want to find us, like I said, DJMCTV.com.
Wait, man, wait, you came through here.
You're right. I came through so you could come through. That's a joint. Speaking of which, I'm going to need to get back to the joint.
That's what's
back
up.
To nature. Hey, thank y'all for checking us out. Thank y'all for listening.
God bless. Be
we
easy.
Love y'all. Hey, do something fun today. Enjoy your life. Yeah.